This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in just a moment, church and marketplace leaders are coming together to mobilize the kingdom through the local church. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
With me right now is Michael Brodeur, who is the director of the Leaders Alliance, and he is here to join me to talk about what God is doing through this remarkable gathering of leaders who want to make an impact in the local church, or through the local church, in the marketplace, in the different arenas of life, and where God has called us to be ambassadors to. Michael, thank you so much for joining me on the Charisma News Podcast.
It's a great privilege to be with you.
So, Michael, can you tell me briefly about this conference, the launch that's happening, and just kind of let's whet people's appetite for what this is, and then I want to hear your story of how God has brought you to be a part of this.
Absolutely. Well, we are launching a new leader network. It's a community around the globe of kingdom-minded leaders that are coming together to see God's kingdom come as will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, we want to see tangible, measurable change. We're motivated by the fact that we believe we're on the verge of a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that the promise of a billion soul harvest is something I carry. And yet at the same time, we look at the world around us and we see that the church has lost its voice and its influence in culture. We've been deemed to be non-essential in this last year and a half. It's time for a change, and we've developed Leaders Alliance to do that. And the grand launch will be next Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and we'll be joined by some amazing global leaders such as John and Carol Arnott, Duncan and Kate Smith, who are now the presidents of Catch the Fire Ministry. We'll also be joined by Banning Leapshire, the head of Jesus Culture Church and Jesus Culture Ministry. We'll have some other surprise guests from different branches of the body of Christ, because this is intended to be something that really goes across denominational boundaries. We want to see a leadership movement, a leadership revolution that's going to empower the saints to bring blessing and transformation within their different vocations, neighborhoods, cities, families, and churches.
Yeah. So we've known about a lot of different networks around, you know, over the years. There's been different apostolic networks and just different church networks and different denominations. What makes this group different?
Well, there's a couple of things that are distinct. One is that we really want to combine the supernatural and the super practical. And, you know, there's kind of a division line if you look at it through the body of Christ. There's either those people that are very much program-driven, practical-oriented groups, or we have the supernaturally-oriented people, presence and power and the Holy Spirit and all of that. You know, my roots go back into my relationship with John Wimber, who I like to say was an expert in both the art and the science of church. Like, he brought those two things together very well. But since that time, the charismatics have gone off in this direction, and the practical people in the other direction. We want to bring those two things back together. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that we really, you know, what distinguishes us, let's say, from the other Seven Mountains teachers in the world out there, which, again, I admire and respect them all, is that we really believe that the local church is the center of the development of each believer in Jesus. And so ultimately, we believe that the church is the incubator for each person's personal destiny. And so we want to empower the church to raise the bar of leadership for those that they're developing. But then we also want to not trap them in the four walls of the local church, but rather send them out to be the world changers that Jesus ordained them to be.
Wow. That is so true. I definitely appreciate the Seven Mountains teaching and that whole principle, because Jesus taught us to go into all of the world and the marketplace and education and politics. That is definitely a part of the world, But because most of the time people are being sent from the church, we kind of forget about the church in that way.
That's absolutely true. And the problem there is that, you know, many churches have been hamstrung and they're not functioning at the highest level of activation, mobilization, and so forth. So again, we have a problem on both sides of the equation. We want to address both worlds, the incubation of the local church for leaders, and then ultimately empowering those leaders to be impactful and influential in the world around them.
So what are some practical steps that you guys are going to be doing to help churches? Coming together for a conference and kicking things off is a great way to get started, but that's not the end goal. There's a lot more to that. And I know you have a lot of things that you're wanting to actually implement to help churches and not just to get fired up about something and that to kind of burn out as they go back home. What are your plans to keep that fire burning?
Well, one clear thing that we've already been doing for the last 6 or 7 years is I founded a ministry called PastorsCoach.com. And PastorsCoach.com is really training churches to fulfill the Great Commission in very practical ways. Okay, so it really is what we would call moving a church from a more pastoral philosophy of leadership to a more apostolic philosophy of leadership, where, you know, pastors tend to want to gather people to care for them and keep them safe. We want to gather people to train them and send them and then care for them in the process. And so that's that. So we have, you know, our boot camp coming up. And so we're going to continue to supply for pastors the kind of in-depth training material. I also pioneered another ministry called destinyfinder.com that has a complete self-service, but also can be ministered with a mentor transformation process for an individual to understand their gifts and calling, and then to step into their God-given design and destiny. And so these two vehicles work on that level practically. They're going to be available as part of Leaders Alliance, but also we are taking our whole library of literally 60 courses, probably about 500 hours of video recording that's going to be implemented along with a standard e-course that will be focused on general leadership. So a lot of our focus has been on church up to this point. We're taking the principles that we've been working with and now sharing them for all leaders of all stripes. Whether you're leading in your home, you're going to learn from what we're doing. If you're leading in the marketplace, in a business, or in an educational structure, or in a hospital, you're going to be able to, or in the government, you can take the principles that we're teaching and actually use them to be pivot points of influence and impact in the world you're in.
So you have definitely an apostolic coaching gifting where you like to come alongside of people and help them achieve the vision and goal and that God has given them and use the giftings that God has given them to their fullest ability. How has God brought you to this place where you are able to do that? I mean, what's your background and how did you get into this type of ministry?
Yeah, well, I was saved in the Jesus movement. And so in the mid-70s, I was actually part of a church planting team going back to my home city of San Francisco in 1977. I was raised by hippie parents, so I had no foundation in Christianity. I think I took LSD with my parents about 50 times before I came to Christ. Anyway.
Okay, that's not what I was expecting to hear, but yeah, wow, okay.
That's part of my story. Anyway, so once I came to Jesus, I interned in a program for a season and then moved back to the city. Worked with that church for 7 years, started an outreach ministry called SOS San Francisco. We mobilized probably over the next 10 years about 5,000 to 7,000 believers to share their faith. So I've always been interested in mobilization. Then when I met John Wimber, within a short period of time, the Lord spoke to us to plant a vineyard church. We did that with his principles, and they were phenomenal principles that he had developed as the president of the Fuller Institute of Church Growth. And so you know, Wimber had some credentials other than his Holy Spirit credentials. Okay. So anyway, but starting that, you know, one of the things that hit me was, you know, I'd come out of the discipleship movement of the Jesus movement, and I realized, wow, you know, people cannot really thrive in a cookie cutter discipleship process. We have to customize discipleship for each person. At the same time, if we're expecting a harvest, we have to create systems that really apply to everyone and move everybody together. And so we developed Destiny Finder, which was able to designed discipleship process according to a person's unique abilities, gifting, and calling in the Lord and passions. And so we developed this whole tool as a 30-page fill-in-the-blanks before internet was happening. This was in the 1980s. Yeah. And then we put it online about 10 years ago. We just completed the full version of it. And so this allows me to mobilize people according, not according to duty-driven discipleship, but according to the light-directed discipleship that really calls on the calling of their heart and lines up everything according to their God-given destiny so that they're, in a sense, serving the Lord, but they're also serving their greatest personal fulfillment and fruitfulness at the same time. And so we developed this tool, and it's phenomenal. Honestly, there's nothing like it online. We've searched. We can't find anything that resembles it. So it's fun.
That's great. And so this is another tool that you're able to utilize with this Leaders Alliance.
Exactly. So these are all elements that we bring together to actually empower leaders to be the best they can be in the marketplace.
Wow. That's awesome. So I know you said before we started this, you were a pastor in San Francisco for 33 years.
Yes.
Tell me about that, because there's got to be some, God has gifted you with that, because that is not a... It is not an easy place to pastor, from what you've told me, what I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I met my wife there. We have seven children, but we were in this first church that we planted. It never grew beyond 70 or 80 people, but we started this outreach ministry, and we had riots. I mean, literally, people would come out to protest us, beat us up, pull guns on us. And so it was a crazy time back in the 80s. But then after that, you know, in 84, we started the Vineyard Church. And we started with four people. It grew to over 1,000. And we had one of the biggest meeting halls in the city. And it was so amazing because God gave us such grace to build leaders and to multiply. We planted over a dozen churches out of our church. We were able to do ministry within the neo-hippie world with the dreadlock kids. We were working in the rave community with the dance club scene. We were working with Burning Man and all of those kinds of unique kind of cutting-edge expressions. And so we built congregational dynamics among all of those different expressions. And plus, we hosted revival on a regular basis. So in 1994, we actually partnered with Catch the Fire to launch 18 months of nightly meetings in our building, where we had
18 months of nightly meetings.
Nightly meetings, wow. Six nights a week. And so we just started working swing shift, you know, and all of our pastoral staff would come in at noon and then we'd work till midnight, you know. And so, but it was just glorious. And we had so many wonderful seasons, but we also had a lot of great spiritual warfare. You know, sure. We went through some pretty deep attacks on our family. Our marriage almost didn't make it, although now we've been married 40 years and we have seven kids and seven grandchildren. Went through some of those stresses, but praise God, you know, he was able to help us through all of those things and to bring us through to a place of grace, a place of blessing. And we were able to host prayer meetings and other kinds of unity events around the city. Work closely with people like, Ed Silvoso, Peter Wagner, Cindy Jacobs, like a lot of the key speakers were part of what we were doing. And so God used it as an amazing launch pad.
Wow. So you have a lot of experience, practical experience that you're bringing to this Leaders Alliance. And what are some of the other people, or who are some of the other people that are going to be a part of this?
Well, we are a branch of Catch the Fire. And so with Bill Johnson's blessing, I transferred some of my workload from working with Bethel to moving over to work with my old friends, John and Carol Arnott, and the new directors of that whole ministry, who are Duncan and Kate Smith. They're phenomenal, but they've really released us to build Leaders Alliance as a non-denominational, or let's call it multi-denominational expression. So my advisors are about 50% from outside. So I have one of the key leaders from Bethel Movement is one of our advisors. Another man from South America who's American, but he planted a church that grew to 8,000 members in Colombia. There's another team of, we have some of the people from Catch the Fire that are involved in pastoral ministry in Toronto, leading the School of Ministry. But then we also have others that are non-affiliated, such as Steve and Marcy Fish from the Convergence Church in Dallas. Now, Marcy is on the global board of Iris Ministries, working with Iris. Okay. And so again, we brought in these different leaders as advisors, and then our structure is going to depend not so much on geographical gatherings, but rather on these mobilizational groups. We're calling them catalyst teams. So amazing leader from the Central Coast of California, Mark Perry, and his wife Cheryl are going to be leading the church leadership catalytic group. We have an amazing guy who's a lawyer and a marketplace minister who's going to be leading the marketplace group. Then we have a young leader who's just, her name's Jessica Tate, and she just was working with a church I coach in Brazil, 16,000 member church with 3,000 home groups. And she's coming back from the U.S. She's going to be directing our emerging generation groups and working with young leaders. We have another person over church planting and helping with envision where, you know, how churches will be planted in the coming season. So we have these this amazing group of leaders, and our goal is not to have this thing center around me, although I'm kind of calling the party together, but we're working with already seasoned leaders who have high credentials to be able to extend the kingdom right now and start to mentor. So each of these groups will be mentor groups, and we're going to be bringing in people from in our membership into a place of mentoring so that we can empower them to be the world changers that God's called them to be.
So people that are going to join and be a part of this Leaders Alliance, that they can go to leadersalliance.org/launch to find out more information.
Yes.
They're going to be able to be coached and helped succeed by some of these people that you were talking about, because they're going to be in these catalyst groups. And so you're going to be able to have some great influence and have great input from people that have been there, that have been walking in this. They have experience, and it's not just book knowledge and great theory, but they've actually practically done what they're going to be encouraging people to do, and they have that authority to carry that. That is amazing.
Yeah, totally. Our advisor for a marketplace is a guy that basically was a VP in Disney and PepsiCo. He sold his first personal company for $14 billion. He laid some of the structural foundations for IHOP. I mean, the guy is literally like the top of his game, and he's advising us on this whole process. So again, we're drawing on some major world leaders that are going to come in and really help us. We have a guy who just got his master's in apologetics leading the thought leaders group, because we have to understand how to bridge into current culture. We have to understand the trigger topics and the CRT and all these things and be able to bring it together with biblical truth without compromising scripture. And so, you know, we have these different, you know, interest groups that are actually pioneering product in those areas and then mentoring people into what they're learning.
So if somebody joins this, how often do you expect them to be able to have real, like, hands-on coaching?
Well, it depends on their role. If they're a catalyst leader, then they're going to be probably, we ask for a 4-hour-a-week commitment, okay? If they're going to be a mentor, then it's a little less. It's around 2 hours a week of commitment. But to be a member, you don't have to make any commitment. You can just come to whatever meetings appeal to you. And so, you know, so we're going to have resources available that you can study on your own. I mean, literally a library, like I said, of 500 hours of content that will help to give you leadership principles that are practical, plus Holy Spirit training that will also really assist your leadership dynamics. And so, yeah, so we will have a regular members meeting every Wednesday morning Pacific time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also do something for Asia, but it'll only be once a month. Asia and Oceania. And then, but we're also going to do an open podcast that will have some of the big name speakers on it. Like recently we've had Bill Johnson, we've had Banning Leibscher, we've had Che on, we had Ed Silvoso. So we have a really good repertoire of these larger known leaders to bring them in as well, to get them to speak into what we're doing. So yeah, so Wednesday mornings will be our members meeting. And in two of those in a month, we'll break into our catalyst teams using Zoom in Zoom breakout sessions. And then once a month, we'll have a prophetic team come in and minister to everybody personally. And so there's a bunch of different features that we're offering that I think will be really edifying for everybody.
That's awesome. It sounds like there's a great amount of resources that are available. I was just calculating how many days of video content would that be. If you sit down and you watch 8 hours of video content a day, for 500 hours, I think that's like 12 and a half weeks or something like that. I mean, that's a lot if that's your full-time job. And you should definitely take breaks in between that and process all this amazing teaching.
No, we've been running masterclasses literally for, we have 60 of them online, masterclasses, plus a bunch of other material that I've recorded even in my Bethel teachings and so forth. So we have ample amounts of wow. content. And so,
I mean, right now, this is just getting started. September 8th is the launch. Again, you can go to leadersalliance.org/launch for information about that and how you can be a part of that. But what we're really expecting is that down the road, we are going to really hear kingdom news headlines from what comes out of this. So right now, the headline is, this is getting started. People are going to catch the fire of this Leaders Alliance, and they're going to be a part of it, and they're going to be equipped to do what God's called them to do. But be on the lookout for these headlines and to see how God's moving in these different areas.
Amen. And we're going to be partnering with Charisma to even do the launch. They're going to be showing our launch actually live on the main station. So I don't know exactly how you say that, but...
Awesome. Yeah, that should be available at charismanews.com, and it will be available in the Charisma Plus app as well, I believe. But so you can watch that. You can tune in on that for September 8th. And we hope to continue to hear amazing things that God is doing. Pastor Michael Brodeur, thank you so much for being here on the Charisma News podcast and being somebody that is not just talking about the news, but you are actively part of making the news and kingdom headlines. Thank you for being here on the Charisma News podcast.
Oh, it's my privilege and pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.